Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Todd Story, the executive director of the ACLU of Nevada. Some interesting points about voter ID. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Warren Hardy, John Sandy IV, and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time Todd Story. He's the executive director of the ACLU of Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Sam.
I wanted to have you on because I wanted to talk to you, initially at least, about this concept of having to show ID when you vote. I'm not a partisan on this issue. I just don't understand why almost everything in my life I have to show an ID for. If I want to use a credit card to buy a bar of candy at a store, I have to show my credit card. I have to show ID. I have to show ID to get on an airplane. I have to show ID everywhere. What is wrong with somebody having to have ID when they go to vote?
Well, the first answer is that it's a constitutionally guaranteed right to be able to vote, to exercise your right to vote and vote for those people who, you know, you want to represent you in elected government. So, I mean, if a company, say, requires an ID in order to transact with them, that's their policy. No one imposes that requirement on them. That's their policy.
But the government does.
The government might impose that policy. It depends on the transaction. But if you're getting onto an airplane, sure, you know, they're going to ask for a voter ID or for a photo ID.
So what's more important? Me getting, by the way, I'm playing devil's advocate here. But what's more important, if I'm getting on a plane or if I'm going to vote, which is the more important of those two actions?
Well,
I think voting is the more important.
I think that it is more important, but it's also guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States. Getting on a plane is not constitutionally guaranteed. Therefore, in our opinion, it is required that we have access to that franchise, that people be able to go and vote and have that access unimpeded. By imposing a voter ID requirement, what ends up happening is that people who cannot obtain them are then being disenfranchised.
Who are the people that are not able to get ID?
Frequently.
Because I'd like to help them.
Frequently, they're elderly.
Okay.
Frequently, they're from minority communities.
How do they get Social Security? How do they get food stamps? How do they access the services of government without any ID?
All of those government services don't necessarily require photo ID. You might need a birth certificate. You might need some form of identification. It depends on, again, the transaction that you're looking to transact, what type of ID is required in that particular transaction. This particular transaction, to require a picture ID, where by and large, on the low end of the estimates, there are probably at least 10% across the country, and specifically here in Nevada, according to statistics, that don't have a photo ID. These are people that don't have a passport, they're not traveling, they don't drive, and so they have no need of a photo ID. We would now be imposing on them a requirement to go and obtain that photo ID.
Okay, but how do these people exist? I mean, for example, one of the things that's said, and I understand this, mm-hmm. is that the poor and seniors might be disenfranchised by not having a photo ID. Mm-hmm. Why do we not go get these people photo IDs? We identify who the people are that we want to get to the polls, because if these people are so far out of the loop that they don't have any form of photo ID, then somebody's getting those people onto a bus to get them to the polling booth to vote, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. Why are we not making sure that those people get photo IDs?
Well, here in Nevada, you know, in order to vote, you have to prove who you are. That could be done through any number of documents. Sometimes people have those documents already in their possession, sometimes they do not. If someone, say, was born at home 70 years ago, they may not have a birth certificate. How does that person go and prove who they are? They have to go through a process of either obtaining those documents, paying money in order to get those documents, collating them, and then taking them to prove who they are. So frequently, when we impose a restriction like this on an individual, we're burdening them or disenfranchising their vote, requiring them to go through all of these obstacles in order to just go and express who it is that they would like to see in representative government.
Okay, but you're saying it's almost 10% of the population. Mm-hmm. In Nevada, that would be close to 300,000 people.
Correct.
I don't believe that there are 300,000 people in the state of Nevada without ID.
Well, I know for a fact that the Secretary of State's office, when this was considered at the legislature, that they had estimated that there were upwards of at least 200,000 that they said would not have a photo ID. That was the Secretary of State's estimate. And I know across the country that there have been similar numbers, that around 10% of all voters, depending on their demographics and where they come from. But it's a consistent number that roughly around 10% of voters throughout the country do not have a photo ID.
Okay, do those people have Social Security numbers, do you believe?
It would depend, on each situation. I can't, you know, say for sure. I mean, sometimes you have homeless individuals. You have, obviously, the elderly. You have minority communities who don't, you know, necessarily have the ID requirements that they would need. A homeless person can vote. It is their right to vote. They just have to sign an affidavit that says who they are currently and show up at the polls.
But why don't we set up a system? And as I said earlier, I am so in favor. You know, I was born in London, England. Mm-hmm. I came to the United States. I became a citizen. The number one thing I love to do is vote. It's mm-hmm. how I get to express mm-hmm. my opinion. And I want everybody in this country who's a citizen to have that ability to vote. Mm-hmm. And it seems like if we set a target to, say, over a 10-year period of going through and finding all these people, and even doing it at polling places, to say, okay, you don't have ID, but we can get you ID now. I mean, the day I got my citizenship, mm-hmm. I walked outside of the Washoe County Courthouse, and there were people sitting there ready to register you to vote, mm-hmm. okay, because they knew that I was a citizen at that point. Right. Why don't we set up a system where people who don't have ID can get ID, and then this clears it up, and then the whole concept of voter fraud goes out the window?
Well, I think that the concept of voter fraud is exaggerated. I think that it's...
I agree on that, too.
That the numbers that supposedly that voter fraud occurs cannot be substantiated. It's almost as if we're looking for phantoms or ghosts that are non-existent. There's some sort of voter ID boogeyman, you know, that's hiding, and no one else can substantiate this. So, frankly, we don't, we don't think that there is such a problem. And in your own story, when, you know, you became a citizen, you wanted to participate in democracy and democratic government, go out, exercise your right to vote. that system is in place currently, we think that the system, the way it is now, works well. Those individuals who may or may not have that photo ID at their disposal, may not have it or easily obtain it or access it, is on a case-by-case basis.
Right, but isn't it incumbent upon us to help these people get that photo ID so that they would have it, not just for the purpose of voting, but for the purpose of living in our society? Because basically, if you don't have ID, you can't live in our society. There's not one person that's watching this program, if they've gotten the ability to sign up for cable TV, satellite, or over-the-air TV, the odds are they probably have a photo ID. It just seems to me.
Potentially, I mean, I don't want to try to decipher what every person who signs up for cable TV might or might not have. What I do want is to make sure that the franchise to vote is maintained and that we're not putting undue restrictions on that franchise.
I couldn't agree more. I just think that it's the most important thing that any of us do and should do as a civic duty. We need more people voting in the primaries because I think that would be a better expression of how our state and our country feels about things. But I also think that if people don't have a photo ID, they're really existing outside of normal society because I would disagree that
they're existing outside of normal society. A number of these people function within our society, but they do it in different ways. The difference being is that they don't necessarily have an ID with a photo on it. They have IDs, it just may not have a photo.
All right, well, and like I say, maybe we can help them to get that photo, and then that would clear this up altogether. Let's take a break. More with Todd Story when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Health insurance options for your employees and a tax credit for you. Now that's good for business. The Small Business Health Options Program, the SHOP from Nevada Health Link, gives small businesses access to a variety of quality health plans for employees to choose from. All created to help fit a business owner's budget and to help attract the best employees. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or talk to your insurance agent and explore your options through the SHOP.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Todd Story, Executive Director of the ACLU of Nevada. Let's talk about immigration reform. Mm-hmm. We now have immigrants in this state who can go and obtain driver's licenses, whether they're illegally or not. And I think that's a good thing. One of the surprising things was that people thought that this would help people get insurance. Mm-hmm. And what they found since is actually the majority of the drivers already had insurance, mm-hmm. which I think is a very good thing. Speaker John Boehner has said he doesn't think immigration reform is going to get done this year.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, I think that's the only way that we can solve this immigration issue is for it to be done at the federal level. A number of states are grappling with this issue. We were pleased to work on behalf of this driver's authorization card here in Nevada at the ACLU and support that. We had preferred that it would actually be a full-fledged driver's license. Unfortunately, that is not what the legislature passed. And so the driver's authorization card that we are left with is a substitute, but in our estimation, an inadequate substitute. The individual should have been able to obtain a full driver's license.
But from having zero to having a permit is a good step.
Better than nothing, certainly.
You know, one of the problems with immigration reform is that there are so many pieces to it, and they're all moving all the time. Mm-hmm. And you have one group that says we need to have, you know, comprehensive reform, and others that say let's do it step by step. But it's very difficult to do the step-by-step part.
Well, I think that they're at odds with each other. I mean, if we don't do it comprehensively at the federal level, then, like I was saying, states are going to have to try to take it up step-by-step on their own. And unfortunately, that isn't going to work. And, you know, we can't have a 50-state immigration policy. That is unworkable. And so to do it comprehensively, in my estimation, is the only way that we really can do it if we want to accomplish something that addresses the issues that we face as a country. And certainly, you know, having people come into the country, I think, is a good thing. Who can blame them? We live here, obviously. We're happy to live in this country and benefit from living here. So I can't blame people for wanting to come to this country. I think that we need to make that path either to citizenship or to having a worker.
You know, I don't think citizenship is the big deal. Okay. I think the big deal is people having the ability to come here and work, mm-hmm. to make a better life for themselves, and to be able to travel across borders, mm-hmm. to be able to go back to their country and come back here when the work is here.
Agreed.
I think that citizenship is something that some may aspire to, mm-hmm. but it's not the number one thing.
Absolutely.
I think the financial issue is the number one issue.
I agree. And I think that that is the case with businesses and workers alike. They would both agree with that situation, having access to be able to come into the country, work, and then go back home when the season is over or the work is over, would be the best way to solve that issue.
Okay, we're out of time here, but come back soon, will you?
Absolutely.
We'll continue the conversation.
Thank you
so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies.
But a lot of people just can't afford them.
I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Welcome to Tires Plus.
Here for my oil change?
Great. We'll get you out in less than 30 minutes, guaranteed.
It's perfect.
Yeah, we offer it every day with an appointment, or the next one's free.
30-minute oil change, guaranteed every day with an appointment. Now at Tires Plus, our synthetic blend oil change is just $21.99 in 30 minutes or less with an appointment. Plus, buy three and get the fourth free on Primewell PZ900 tires. See store or visit TiresPlus.com for details. Tires Plus. The plus is in everything we do.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Warren Hardy is here, principal of the Hardy Consulting Group, former state senator. Susan Fisher is Government Affairs Group VP for McDonald Carano Wilson. Congratulations on
your new
position.
Thank you.
And John Sandy IV is an attorney and lobbyist with Fenimore Craig Jones Vargas. So let's pick up on what I was talking to Todd Story about in the first segment here, which is I just don't believe that there is that large a number of people. He's claiming 300,000 Nevadans don't have ID, photo ID. I don't believe it.
I'd like to see the numbers on that. I don't either. I mean, it seems like an astonishing number to me. I just don't know where. I'd like to see the facts behind that.
Susan, how do people function in life without a photo ID?
I don't have any idea. I don't know. I mean, my kids had photo IDs when they were, before they even turned 16. They had a student ID from school. So that's something. How do you not have, and 300,000 people, there must have been a whole lot, there must be a whole lot more people in the state that we don't even know about that didn't make the census. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
And how are they being found to get to the polls now?
Yeah.
Right. And if you're not going to take the time to go get a photo ID, which you need for just almost any transaction in today's society, I don't know that you're going to take the time to go find your voter's box and which precinct you're in to go vote. So I don't think there's going to be a huge problem at the ballot box when people come, and most of them, I would imagine, are going to have their ID.
And don't you think that voters would be willing to spend money to get, you know, if somebody shows up at the poll, and let's say we do it over a 5 or 10 year period, somebody shows up but doesn't have a photo ID, that we can't find a way to fund that mechanism to help them to get a photo ID?
Well, it should be a priority. I mean, here's the reality. The reality of it is, regardless of what we agree about or disagree about in politics, the most important fundamental thing is that we have trust in the electoral system, and that we have confidence in that system. So, you know, I think we ought to go to some measure to make sure that the public can have confidence in that. Democracy crumbles if we don't have confidence that the electoral system is on the up and up as it should be.
And I don't believe that voter fraud is a huge issue in this country. We don't see the numbers to substantiate that. But doesn't this just clear it up?
Well, if I had lost a race, I would certainly say, oh, yeah, there's voter fraud. But I agree with you, Sam. I don't think that it's not as widespread. Are there a few glitches here and there? Of course. Back to the photo ID. Can't you go to the DMV now and get
An
ID card with a photo that's not a driver's license.
Right, but I think there's probably a cost involved. But
yes.
I, as a voter, would be willing to fund the cost of somebody who's indigent to get that photo ID so that they at least would have the ability to vote legitimately. I want to change topics. John, your law firm has decided, and the first one to come out, to specialize in drone law. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The state of Nevada was selected as one of six states to kind of be at the forefront of drone technology and implementing regulations and how these devices are going to operate in our society. Obviously, you can imagine, I think at first glance, you don't think there's too many concerns. It's just not much different than a plane. But with all these uses and potential uses, there's so many different issues. Issues ranging from privacy to how these will interact with other existing aircraft and all of those. And so our firm has been involved in this for quite some time and was actually played a part in getting the state of Nevada selected. And so we're putting in a lot of resources into developing that.
And one of the things the FAA is most concerned about, it's the number one priority, is safety, which is they don't want drones crashing into each other, and they certainly don't want drones coming down to the ground. But as John's pointing out, this is really potentially a huge, huge industry.
Oh, absolutely. If you stop and think about the potential of what can be done with drones, it's just unbelievable. And we're so fortunate in Nevada to be on the ground floor of that. And I'm glad to hear that we've got good Las Vegas law firms or Nevada law firms involved in that. That's fantastic.
Something else that a lot of lobbyists are getting involved in, surprisingly, maybe not, is marijuana, medical marijuana. There are more lobbying groups, or groups that want to lobby, coming to town. What do you think about this, and does this help the legitimacy if you have the state's lobbying corps all pushing toward the same destination, which is,
dude,
the reality is legal marijuana for everyone?
Well, I don't know if that's what they're all pushing for legal marijuana for everyone, but legal marijuana for valid medical reasons, or at least the access to it if there are valid medical reasons.
Go ahead.
Well, I just say, I mean, and here's the other factor we ought to be thinking about. I think the lobbying corps ought to be following the legal profession mm-hmm. pretty closely in this, too, because yeah. I'm going to have a hard time advising a client, and I've been approached by three or four groups about helping them with this. First of all, I don't know what I'd do to help them. I mean, it's pretty clear what the parameters are. But I don't know that I can advise a client to break to commit a federal felony, or if that's a good idea.
It's not legal from the Fed's point. Nevada legislators have said that we will say that we're going to leave it to the local jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. So then they say, okay, we're going to do this. Who is breaking the law? And I agree with her.
It's more than that. And I actually came from one of the
you got about
the workshops. 15
seconds.
15 seconds. There's a workshop going on as we speak right now on medical marijuana. And it's actually not just the legislature that has said, it's the state constitution that says the state has an obligation to make this available to our citizens.
Which is what gave the legislators the cover. That cover doesn't exist further down the line.
There's a lot of issues.
Listen, will you guys stick around? We'll do another show with you, okay?
Sure.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services. And here's another satisfied customer to tell you why.
My name's Christina Squat. I'm the property manager at Sawmill Heights Apartments. We use Evergreen Carpet Care because they provide the best service. I've shopped around and looked at other carpet cleaning companies, and they just really clean the carpets the best. They're professional, on time, and they're great to work with.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
I was only 18 years old. I had my whole life ahead of me. College, family, the future was wide open. I was driving to the store, like we've all done a million times. But I made a careless mistake that changed life forever. I sped through a stop sign, and I killed a young mother. Now I'm serving time for my actions. Please, slow down, focus on the road, and stop on red.
Downhill racing takes years of training, technologically superior equipment, determination, and flat-out guts.
On the other hand, getting a short-term loan at Check City to meet financial obligations is so quick and easy.
Check City, when you need cash.
Toyota would like to show a little love to shoppers this month with sweetheart deals. Get our affordable 2-year Toyota Care lease on the 2014 Corolla, 2014 Camry, or 2013 Prius with no money due at signing. Plus, get added peace of mind with our no-cost maintenance plan and roadside assistance included for the life of your lease or 25,000 miles. So hurry in today to get a deal you're going to love. But don't wait. These sweetheart deals end soon. Toyota. Let's go places.
On our next broadcast, Nevada legend Sig Rogich will join us. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.